Senator Mike Lee speaks out against the Common Core education standards. The opening of Willard Bay State Park could be delayed even more. And animal rights activists celebrate a victory in a case dealing with Utah's so-called ag gag law. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, May 1st. I'm Brian Grimmett. Utah Senator Mike Lee says the Common Core curriculum standards have been polluted by federal intrusion. That's why the Republican joined 8 others in signing a letter asking Senate budget leaders to eliminate further interference into state education decisions by the U.S. Department of Education. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Senator Lee stated on his website, quote, "Because responsibility for children's education lies primarily with parents, to the greatest extent possible, so should decision-making authority over pre-K to secondary education." Lee stated on his congressional blog that the Common Core state standards, which Utah adopted in 2010, were initially promoted as an effort to keep decisions about academic standards at the local level, but it has, quote, "become polluted with federal guidelines and mandates that interfere with the ability of parents, teachers, and principals to deliver the education our children deserve." The letter he and other GOP senators signed and delivered on Friday cites the selection criteria for federal Race to the Top money, in which the U.S. Department of Education encouraged states to adopt a common set of K-12 standards in order to be competitive. It also cites a federal requirement that states adopt college and career-ready standards in order to get a waiver from the No Child Left Behind law. Utah education officials, including State Board of Education Chair Deborah Roberts, have said the state still has complete control of academic standards. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Chevron was testing its pipeline near Willard Bay earlier this week, and the system failed a test conducted at pressures above where it operates normally. The test is required by the U.S. Department of Transportation before the pipeline can resume normal operation. That likely means a delay in regular operations for the system. In the meantime, Chevron is still cleaning up more than 20,000 gallons of diesel fuel that spilled into ponds at Willard Bay State Park. Fred Hayes, the director of Utah's Division of State Parks, says the North Marina will stay closed past Memorial Day.
We want to make sure that that park is a healthy place for families to go and recreate before we open it back up. I would rather have it delayed a little while longer than to have somebody go in there and get sick or whatever from the contaminant that still may be on the ground.
The park's South Marina is operating normally, and Hayes says about 90% of the reservoir is open to boaters. Animal rights activists are claiming a victory after a charge brought under Utah's so-called ag gag law was dismissed. Amy Meyer was charged with interfering with an agricultural operation because she had taken video of cattle being slaughtered at the Dale T. Smith packing plant in Draper. But the charge was dismissed when her attorney showed that she had been on public property at the time. Meyer is hoping the case inspires others to take action against similar laws in other states.
I think these ag gag laws are nothing but a desperate attempt by the agriculture industry giant, and I think all consumers should be outraged by these bills, and they should feel like they have every right to know how their food is being produced.
The law that passed the Utah legislature in 2012 makes it illegal to film agriculture operations in Utah, but the law also requires the person filming to be engaged in criminal trespass or entering the property under false pretenses.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, May 1st. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.